Tim Kaine says he's not in favor of abolishing qualified immunity, but reforming it because now he says it shields law enforcement even from reckless conduct, pointing to the Windsor, Virginia Police Department incident when they pulled over a black Army lieutenant recently. And the Justice in Policing Act would make misconduct lawsuit settlements public.
So that public officials, journalists, everyday citizens can know if there's big settlements that are being made, they need to know how their tax dollars are being spent and maybe demand of their elected officials that misconduct leading to these big settlements should be reformed.
As for charges that Democrats want to defund police forces and spend that money elsewhere to address issues like mental health, declarations some Democrats made after George Floyd's death last year.
I can tell you there's no momentum for that in Congress, either in the House or in the Senate. Even if we just focus on Democrats, there's no momentum for it.
That doesn't mean, says Kaine, that some individual lawmakers may still be advocating to strip funds from law enforcement agencies. Gene Marano, WFIR News.